How much did suits of armour cost? In the 16th and 17th centuries, pfennigs, kreuzers, thalers and ducats were the names of the different coins in use. There were also guilders, but they were only used as accounting units and not as a real method of payment. One guilder was equivalent to the actual value of 240 pfennigs, or 60 kreuzers. In the 16th century, one suit of armour for the infantry cost 8 guilders, a Trapanish suit cost 7.5 guilders, a hussar's suit of armour cost 6.5 guilders. A heavy piece of armour for the cavalry could be bought for 16 guilders. Obviously, ceremonial suits of armour cost much more, which is why the armourer Israel Burckhardt received no less than 45 gold ducats for making a finely decorated suit of armour for a field cuirassier. One ducat was the equivalent of 108 kreuzers, or 423 pfennigs. The amount paid to the armourer Israel Burckhardt for this suit was therefore, in other words, 19,035 pfennigs. With this, he could buy himself 1,586.25 kilos of good quality fresh beef, when beef cost 12 pfennigs a kilo. Today, 1,586.25 kilos of beef would cost around 23,800 euros, if you consider that 1 kilo costs 15 euros. In comparison with this, an infantryman earned 4 guilders a month at the time, 960 pfennigs. It is very difficult to convert the value of the coins used at the time into today's currency. The question of how much a suit of armour would cost now is very difficult to answer. Nevertheless, to get a feeling for how much a suit of armour is worth today, you can look at the results of auctions. In 2007, a knight's suit of armour with helmet came under the hammer for 14,400 euros in Switzerland.